Hare Krishna. So there's no need to ask if you're all happy. That's quite clear. And certainly Srila Prabhupada is happy also. Srila Prabhupada is happy to see his followers happy by chanting Hare Krishna, which is why Srila Prabhupada came to this world. Perhaps you know that incident. during the Mayapur festival one year, when Srila Prabhupada was sitting in his quarters above the temple, in those days, the quarters are in the same place, but the temple has moved. So kirtan was going on, it was 24-hour kirtan going on, and especially during the festival, kirtans were attended by many devotees throughout the day. In fact, the devotees, they used to, the different zones, different GBC zones would be allotted during the Mayapur festival, a time period. You do kirtan for 2 hours, then you do kirtan for 2 hours. Like the Nam Yagya that goes on in Bengal and Orissa. Now they have groups which go on for like 2 hours at a time. Approximately 2 hours. So then Prabhupada suddenly called for all the GBC men to come. Which, that was unusual, and it was expected if Prabhupada called all the GBC men, he had something of tremendous import to say. Usually it was expected something Prabhupada was going to chastise them all, as usually. There's something really wrong, that's why Prabhupada would call all the GBC men. It didn't happen very often. So Prabhupada called them, and they gradually all came into the room, one by one. Devotees had to be sent out to find them, they scattered all over the compound. That was before the days of cell phones, if you can imagine such a time existed. So gradually they all came, and when the room was full, and they were just waiting, what is Prabhupada going to say? What is it that has caused Srila Prabhupada to call all the GBC members? Because Prabhupada also understood they're also busy devotees with important things to do. He certainly wouldn't call them on a whim. So Prabhupada was leaning back, relaxing on his bolsters, smiling. Said, just listen to that. They're all listening. And Prabhupada was referring to the kirtan. Prabhupada said, yeah, this kirtan is so nice. Actually, we should all just stay here and do kirtan. So the Prabhupada said about Bhakti Godhead magazine also, he said the whole purpose is just to get the whole purpose is just to get people to chant Hare Krishna. Often we hear devotees say that, well, when I'm chanting in kirtan, everything seems okay, but then when we stop, I remember all my problems and what should I do? And just tell them, don't stop. Just keep on going. I have Telugu translation also. Two translations. Something else that Srila Prabhupada is undoubtedly pleased with is seeing all these workers busy in construction. Prabhupada liked that too. Prabhupada liked building temples. He took it as a great victory for the Krishna conscious movement especially when our own temples were built. Yes. You've seen the photos of Srila Prabhupada at the Vrindavan temple opening. Prabhupada was very, very, very blissful. Yes. After so much difficulty, the temple was built, and Prabhupada understood the Well, there are different reasons. One reason is it's his own place to worship Krishna. It's like different devotees, they worship their own deities. Prabhupada had his own deities, so many of his own deities. But his own place to worship Krishna and Balaram with his disciples in Vrindavan. And the tremendous preaching significance of that. Srila Prabhupada, he put so much effort into building these temples. Put so much effort, everything that Prabhupada did, he put full effort and energy into it. So much energy he put into producing his books, into training his disciples, into building his temples. Because he wanted to please Krishna, he wanted to please his spiritual master. There was a quote from Srila Prabhupada. I sent this out recently, about maybe 10 days ago. Prabhupada said that a devotee, he only wants Krishna. That sounds all right, doesn't it? He only wants Krishna. It means he doesn't na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim. He doesn't want anything of this world. But then Srila Prabhupada corrected himself almost and said, not even Krishna. He only wants to serve Krishna. Bhavata bhaktir ahai tuki tui. May I have devotional service to you. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prays and teaches us without any personal desire, even the desire to be with you, even the desire to have the association of Krishna. No, our duty is to serve. So Srila Prabhupada established temples. He was very happy to see that. He was very happy to see more and more people coming, joining the Krishna conscious movement. So all these things are going on here, so undoubtedly Srila Prabhupada is very happy with the kirtan, people joining, preaching going on, temple being built. So if Srila Prabhupada is happy by your endeavors, then your life is successful. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. I won't say more now. Here. Hare Krishna.